The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being that is fully independent, and He is, and He does not depend on anyone for being, and everything is of His is His. Everything else belongs to Him, depends on Him. There's nothing else that is independent. There's nothing else that exists on its own. Nothing else that has, that owns its own existence. There is no such thing. Lahu ma fis samawat. It's a very, very clear-cut teaching. That is a fact, is a truth, one of the practical results of this idea, of this truth, of this reality, is that no matter what we do, what our intentions are, what our plans are, what He wants will happen. None of us can in any way stand in His way. And we are all, mu'min and kafir, part of making what He wants happen. This truth, the practical aspect of it, we were saying, is that, well, since that's the case, since that is reality, then a person who understands that would want to do what he says he will make happen. He will do what God promises rewards for, what God promises that this act, this deed, this behavior, this thought, this belief, this, these words said, these words heard, this activity, this planning is going to be effective in the long run. I will give it effect. I will give it rewards. You will benefit from it. I will give, God says, I will give benefit to this behavior. Benefit is rewards. The reward of every action is for it to firstly be effective in this world and reach its destination and its goal. And then to reach its destination and goal in the hereafter, which is on a higher level. This is a very important practical result and practical outcome of believing in that truth, that reality. Why is it so important to believe in that for this choice? Well, when there's no opposition, when there isn't any pushback, when you're thinking in a bubble, it all sounds and makes perfect sense. And anyone who sits down and just puts two and two together, they clearly understand that is the case. There's no way out of this. It's just so rationally sound. Everything adds up, and there's nothing left unanswered. It's perfect. Everything makes sense with that. All right, that's in a bubble when we think. But now we come to reality. We want to say, okay, well, based on that, I need to do what God says. Well, if I want to do what God says that the 12th Imam is going to establish a government of justice, you need to work towards it. I'm looking around me, I'm saying, well, he's, I guess, going to come and do it. What can I do? There's nothing I can do. The descriptions are he's going to overthrow all the unjust governments, establish one government for the entirety of the globe. The people will flock towards him, the people will accept him, the people want him. to do so. There's a minority that fights against him. With the help of the majority, the imam will punish the minority that is causing injustice and corruption and killing and all of that. Remove them from power and establish that government with the help of the people themselves, the righteous ones from amongst them. And then eventually society is going to become this golden age of development, spiritual as well as material. While spiritually we're making progress, materially we're going to be making progress at a much higher speed and rate than whatever we've seen up to this point. These are clear descriptions of the time of the coming of the Imam of our time. But we're told that we need to work towards that. Look at that picture, that vision of the future. You need to build it. The Imam is building it while in occultation. This is what we're told. I'm speaking on a very at a very macro level. I'm not talking about this particular act of, I don't know, this prayer here, that fasting there. No, these are goals that we need to be working towards. We need to build up. The 12th Imam is doing this while in occultation because he is the sun. The sun provides light and sheds light even when it's behind the cloud. It does everything that the sun does when there's no cloud, except that the cloud covers the disk of the sun from us seeing it, but the effects we see. So he's working towards those goals. He's working towards them. We're told to work towards them. We need to be working towards removing injustice from the face of the earth, whatever else that entails. We look at that, we think of that, words that resonate and are translations of that in this day and age. We heard from great leaders like Imam Khomeini today, like Ayatollah Khamenei, and those who work under him, like Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah. We hear these things, and it sounds great, but then we're thinking, what can we do? It's just a nice thing to hear and to, I guess, wait for things to happen. That's the way it's being dealt with. When Imam Khomeini started his movement in Qom, speaking against the regime, speaking and explaining the wrongs of the regime and telling the people, you need to stop this regime, 60 years ago, he started, 1341, 1342, 1343. He started, the Shah started cracking down, the monarch of Iran started cracking down, they started attacking the Hauza, they killed people. They made life more difficult. See this example of Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi, so that this teaching becomes part of us. We don't say those things to Imam Khomeini. When Imam Khomeini told his followers that Khurramshahr, the southern, southwestern city of Khurramshahr that was under Saddami occupation, needs to be liberated, they didn't say, well, he's got all of this, that, the other, we don't have this, that. They said, we need to do this. How? Like, I don't know, we got to do it. We have to do this. He is our wali. He has commanded us to do this. Islam says follow him. His commands are wajib. Therefore, following him is following what God says. So God is wanting us to do this right now. It doesn't matter how. And God says, if you do what I tell you, I will assist you. They went forward. They did it. And when they liberated it, Imam Khomeini announced, Khurramshahr ro khoda azad kard. It was God who liberated Khurramshahr. It needs to be that firm in us, that belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. When they told Imam Khomeini in those days, this is not going to be effective, he said, that's not my business. My business is, what's my taklif? What does God want? It being effective or not effective, ineffective, is not my business. It's his business. And he didn't always explained this. At times he did, and it's clear in the Quran. God says, "Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin." It's impossible for it to be ineffective. It's impossible for it to be ineffective. Now, when is the effect going to come? That's a different thing. But it's impossible that there's no effect. God says, "Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin." You do something that's good, God told you to do it, then that is not going to be futile. It will not be useless. It would not be an effort in vain. It will be effective.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum Rauf Sabur Majid. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.